News Talk 790 KFYO. Good morning. It's 9 minutes after 7 o'clock with Tom Collins and Laura Mack. And in the house this morning, we've got Ron Hettler of the Hettler Insurance Agency right here in Lubbock. Welcome to the program, Ron.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Laura.
I wish we were talking to you under more positive circumstances.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, it depends on how you look at it. It doesn't all have to be doom and gloom.
There's a lot of good news for some people.
Yeah.
Okay. Relatively speaking, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, a lot of people are sitting there saying, come on, Congress, it's going to be repealed. Is this happening?
No, it's not going to be repealed. I don't think there's any possibility of that happening. The president would have to vote it in or go ahead and repeal it, or you'd have to have the Senate come up with two-thirds of the senators voting to override a veto, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Relatively speaking, what does this actually mean for people? How is this going to work? Now, I know that just mentioning this to you just moments ago, you were saying, we don't even know what it's going to cost yet. You were supposed to know on one day, and now you still don't know.
No, we don't know what it's going to cost, but it's going to be health insurance. It's going to be expensive. It's not going to be free stuff.
Okay.
Everybody's going to have to buy health insurance, either through Medicaid, or they have to buy an individual plan in Texas. Other states have some other options, but we just have two options. We're going to have to buy health insurance on an individual basis through your employer or Medicaid, or pay a tax. And the tax is going to come out at the end. You know, if you're getting a refund, you're going to have to pay in a little bit if you haven't paid in enough. But you're either going to have to pay a tax or buy insurance. If you pay the tax, you don't get any insurance.
Now, what are the parameters for this? Because I know in a previous conversation we were talking about the poverty rate and four times the poverty level for
right.
single parents and families. How does that work?
If you're a single person around $11,000 a year, you're not going to have to buy insurance. You're going to be eligible for Medicaid. But if you're between $11,000 a year and four times that, which is $44,000 a year, you're going to get a subsidized rate. So you're going to get a subsidy from the government, so you won't have to pay the full cost of insurance. If you make over $44,000 a year and you're a single person, congratulations, but you have to pay the full rate, whatever the market price is for a product, you've got to buy insurance.
Wow. But at this moment, we still don't know what the rate is.
We don't know the rates.
No. Now, a lot of people think that insurance people are going to make out like bandits here. But you don't even know what you're going to. We don't know what the rate is, and you don't know what you're going to make if you're going to make anything.
Yeah, we don't know that at all. It's supposed to come out. We're hopeful before October 1st because that's the date everybody's got to start signing up. October 1st is 3 weeks.
That's the deadline.
That's the start of the deadline. Mm-hmm. You actually have till the end of March to sign up, but you wouldn't be affected till like May 1st if you bought it in March. But if you bought it October 1st, then January 1st, you'd have guaranteed issue insurance with unlimited maximum benefits on it.
Now,
for what price, we don't know.
Did I misunderstand this in a previous conversation? Is there a December deadline?
To get a January 1st date, you have to buy by December 15th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've got about 2.5 months to sign up 20% of the country.
So outside of that group, you have through March.
Right. You can continue to buy through March, and then you can't buy insurance through the exchange until the following year. So you've got 9 months where you can't, you know, if something happens, you just can't go out and buy insurance because you developed leukemia last week. You know, you've got to go ahead and buy it and plan in advance.
Okay, now the upside to having this is the guaranteed acceptance on any pre-existing condition.
So how does that work? If you cannot be denied because of pre-existing conditions, but you have to buy by a certain date?
Right. Yeah, there's a deadline. It's like an open enrollment. For people on employer plans, they're used to having an open enrollment date. That's the date you can change plans and decide to opt in or opt out or whatever you want to do.
Or make changes to your plan.
Yeah. But so basically you have this time frame from October 1st to December 15th to opt in, and then you won't be paying until around the 1st of January, something like that, when the plan's actually issued. No reason to pay in October for something 3 months later.
Wow. Okay. If you're looking at enrolling into a program and you are currently being covered by a program and you're in the middle of treatment that's being paid for by one program, how is that pro rata going to fall? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How does the split come out? Because it's kind of like saying, okay, well, you've eaten half of the steak or 60% of the steak, and it's being paid for here.
Like if I had to change insurance companies, is what you're saying?
Right.
Like
yeah,
in the middle of my treatment.
I mean, isn't that just... I mean, that's just instant debacle, isn't it?
Fortunately, it's January 1st. You know, January 1st, most plans have new deductibles, new co-payments, new sharing arrangements at that point. It's January 1st. So if you opt in at January 1st, it wouldn't bother you at all. It would be a mess if you opted in, say, in May, especially if your insurance company didn't have your providers in your network. That'd be the biggest mess.
Right.
You had to change doctors and all that. That'd be a extreme pain.
Well, so people that are in current treatment need to make sure, that's all the more reason why it's so important to make sure that you're covered relative the new law.
Yeah, you've got to make certain you've got the new law and you've got your providers in network. That's the important thing. And the other thing I haven't mentioned is that everyone between one times, which is that $11,000 and $44,000 range, is not going to have to pay any more than 9.5% of their income. So there's a subsidy that's going to come in. And so if you're making $30,000 a year, you're going to pay a couple hundred bucks a month for a fairly good health insurance plan.
To protect your family. I mean, this is going to make this is a good thing for some families who have not been able to afford health care in the past for their families.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to lower the cost for anyone, for a family of four, it's under $94,000. So if you've got four in your family, if you make less than $94,000, you're not going to pay any more than 9.5%. Right now, you probably would pay $1,300-$1,400 a month, and it's going to be probably in the neighborhood of $800. So it's less expensive net cost.
Wow. Okay, Ron Hettler, Hettler Insurance Agency, talking about the Affordable Care Act and the FFE exchanges that begin October the 1st. We don't know much about it at this point, but we're going to continue talking about what we do know. It's 7:16. Good morning. The News Time 7:22 with Tom Collins and Laura Mack on Tuesday, back from a long weekend. Go Tech, great performance by the Red Raiders beating SMU over the weekend. And Baker Mayfield... Wow.
He was the hero.
What a performance. In the house, Ron Hettler, Hettler Insurance Agency. Welcome back to the program again. Thanks for coming in, Tom. Hey, we had been talking about the FFE, which is the Federally Facilitated Exchange
program. Yeah, exciting name.
also known as the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare.
Marketplace, a lot of names. Yeah.
it's all the same thing. Call it what you want. There are some different requirements now for businesses to cover, and just give me the quick and dirty as far as that goes. A lot of people, one of the bad things about this is people in service industries, fast food, car washes, things like that, they're going to have their hours cut.
That was going to happen January 1st, except the administration pushed it back till January 1st of 2015.
Okay.
So every employee that works 30 hours or more has to be provided insurance under the law. If they don't have insurance, then the employer has to pay $2,000 per employee. Well, that's a lot of money. You might as well buy insurance. And unless the customer is willing to pay an additional price to cover that, the employer is probably going to decide to cut back hours. And that was described, you know, through a lot of different media sources.
Okay. Now, relative group versus individual coverages. Now I guess it's cheaper relative to what this conversation is for the company to go ahead and pay the individual and let the individual buy the insurance.
Yeah. It's looking like the early reports were is that you can buy an individual policy cheaper than a group plan. So it's going to be more cost effective to buy an individual policy, and you're eligible for subsidies if you buy an individual policy through the exchange, whereas you're not eligible for subsidies if your employer's buying it for you.
And then your employer does not have to cut your hours.
No, you don't have to cut your – well, if he's got more than 50 employees, he's got to keep you insured.
He's got to do it if it's more than 50. Yeah.
If it's less than 50, which is a big part of Lubbock, then you know you may be on the exchange looking for insurance next year because your employer and you, it's a better decision for both of you to do that.
Okay.
Now, I have a question. If an employer has more than 50 employees, okay, does that employer have to buy insurance for the employee if he works over 30 hours if the employee would rather take the money and buy their own insurance?
The answer is he still has to buy the insurance. Yeah. Wow.
If it's over 50 employees?
Over 50 employees. Or pay the fine.
Okay, mm-hmm. even if that employee could buy their insurance cheaper through the exchange,
they're not eligible. They can't.
It's only for businesses under 50 employees.
If your employer provided plan is affordable, and most employer provided plans are affordable because they subsidize half the cost or more, mm-hmm. then you're not eligible to buy the coverage through the exchange. That's one of the questions. You can't even access the exchange if it's affordable through your employer. The only place you can buy it is through your employer. So if your employer decides to not offer it, now everything changes and you go back to the exchange. That's why for under 50 employees, that you're going to definitely see a lot of people just deciding to drop group insurance and moving right into the individual market.
Mm-hmm. Right. But in that particular instance, they'll just give the money to the employees and let them.
That would be nice. Yeah, we'll see.
Well, if
I would think they would. Yeah, they'd have a salary bump, and then they'd use that money to go out and buy their coverage.
Yeah, if in fact they're under 50 employees, and the employer has been purchasing insurance.
Right.
That's the only scenario mm-hmm. there. Okay. There are some other bad things some other downsides to the implementation of the system. Go ahead and spill.
Yeah. Everybody who buys insurance in the individual marketplace is going to have to buy maternity coverage. We don't care if you're 55. We don't care if you're male. We don't care if you have no plans of ever having children. We actually don't care if you're a nun. You know, if you buy insurance through the exchange, you're going to have maternity coverage on the plan. So
okay, well, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
You know, well, yeah, I know, except that the rates are unisex. Yeah.
So women that have had a hysterectomy or guys that have been snipped are still going to have to pay the maternity?
Well, the guys would not have had the babies one way or the other, but pre or post. But they're going to have to pay the same rate. So if you're 32 years old, here's the rate for a 32-year-old person in
gotcha.
Lubbock. The only exception is going to be whether you use tobacco or not. So, and the question is whether it's going to be cigarettes or not. There will be a tobacco surcharge of some sort.
Okay.
I'm glad I don't smoke.
Well, even if you're past childbearing years, I mean, there are no exceptions to this. It's just maternity period. If you're male or female, everybody pays the same rate.
Maternity's on the plan. Yeah, maternity's on the plan. The hope would be is that a 55-year-old is less risky than a 35-year-old.
Yeah. Well, you know, there were a lot of plans where maternity was not on the plan.
Yeah, individual policies, that's right.
Yeah, and so people ended up having to pay for those babies that were being born because there was no maternity plan.
That's right.
Let me take this to an area that we haven't been yet, and we've got about 40 seconds. If you have people that are on retirement and they are on company-subsidized plans, how does this affect them?
It's possible their company would drop the plan and go ahead and let them go ahead and buy their insurance individually.
Would they have to be compensated for that?
I don't know. That's a legal question. I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
So it's not all doom and gloom. There are some good things about the Affordable Care Act.
Ron Hettler, Hettler Insurance Agency, thanks for being with us.